right, so I am going on a little trip. I don't know if I won't, probably won't podcast for a couple of weeks. We've got a busy September and a busy October doing some traveling. You know, both months we're traveling. And it was very interesting to hear about Big Fatty's trip to Europe, as I'm going to Europe as well. So if you have tips for me when I go to the UK, London, and those other countries I'm going to, drop me a line.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Very interesting to hear about Big Fatty's trip.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 4714 of the BFO for Wednesday the 4th of March 2026. Y'all, coming up on today's Sable Thing,
a little show.
Y'all, I'm gonna try to finish telling you about the trip to Lost Wages, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Mr. Poohead.
Good morning, Big Mommy. Here you go.
And back in the villa, good morning to you.
Good morning, Captain. Let's come on out and play. Wake up the sunshine and share this rainy day.
Hello, Catcher Uppers, Big Betty. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, you catch her up with us today, because y'all, that's what Big Fatty is trying to do on the little show and in real life. But before we get to all that, I want to thank Tommy, Gay Country, not spelled C-U-N-T, Wes's husband, and the Faye driver, and y'all, my Northeast straight Diana! Today, the 4th of March, y'all, we have not one, not two, not three, but four celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first, I've never met her in person, but she used to do a little show with the chairman of the board of the RNL Podcasting Network. That's that Rob Nelson, Lindley Magoo. Y'all, they used to do, and I believe she's from the Hatlanta area, they used to do How Much Do We Love? Y'all, I'm talking about none other than the one and only Sarah Davis. Big Betty, we love Sarah Davis. We do indeed. And y'all, then one of the first long-time listener of the little show, and y'all, one of the, if not, I think it was the first listeners to visit the villa. Y'all, it was before, I think it was before Big Fatty even moved in. Y'all, he and his husband are just as nice as they possibly can be. Yeah, and y'all, I get a crumb of cod from them. Y'all, I'm talking about Rob One. Big Betty, we love Rob One of the Robs. We do. And y'all, then, y'all see him quite often at either at the Metropolis Entertainment Complex or at the Podcaster of America's dinner at the Colonnade. Y'all, he's the other half of Gay Country West. Y'all, it's Tommy. Big Betty, we love Tommy. We do. And y'all, then finally, y'all used to do a little show. Highlight was, yes, Big Betty, the Crema Day Run. Yes, I love the Crema Day Run, y'all. And at I don't know if it was the first one, but at the early days of the Pride 48 out there in Lost Wages, y'all, he ran the Pride 48 shuttle. Y'all, I think that was before that there was that Uber. Y'all, and y'all just as nice as he can be. Yes, Big Fatty, he's a whore, too. Yes, y'all, I'm talking about the former, the former host of the Pink Wing Nuts little show. Y'all, that's the Faye Driver. Big Fatty, we love the Faye Driver. So, y'all, if you see Sarah Davis, Rob One, Tommy, or Faye, wish him a big old piece of cake. Y'all, I had to go back and listen to the end of yesterday's little show to remind myself of where I'd got to. Y'all, I think that we had just been to the Absinthe at the Caesar's Pot Palace. But y'all, a couple of things that I don't think I mentioned when we went to the went to see O. You know, that's the one that's the water production of the Cirque du Soleil. Y'all, before the finale, Durwood had to get up and run and go tee-tee. And, you know, once you leave the theater, it's yours to keep. You don't get back in. No, Big Fatty. And so he tee-teed and waited outside for us. And y'all, when the show was over, of course, the Nip had to run to the Turl. Yes, Big Fatty, but it was not a colonic reason. But y'all, we found Durwood standing right at the exit, and y'all, he had been playing the Wheel of Fortune machine. You know, that's one of Granny's favorites. And y'all, he won $588 on the Wheel of Fortune, which just pissed Granny off. But anyway, and y'all, back to the Absinthe. You know, that was the kind of raunchy show at the Cirque du Soleil. The lady, I don't know if I told this or not. No, I don't think I did. The green fairy or whatever, y'all, she came down out of the ceiling and she ripped her top off and y'all, she had pasties. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, kind of like what Granny wears. And y'all, the fun bags were just flopping around. And y'all, she wasn't the only one that was topless. Y'all, most of the men's, at some point, they either had on very tight tights or they ripped their shirts open, which, you know, delicious, just delicious. And y'all, there were some jugglers that they came out and y'all, they're doing their act, they're throwing things around and everything. And y'all, then all of a sudden, from the aisle, this woman runs over with a topolium to put over us. And I'm like, well, what is this gonna be? And y'all, then they handed the jugglers open bottles of water. And y'all, they were juggling the open bottles of water, and the water was going everywhere. Yes, Big Fatty, you were quite moist after that. I was. And y'all, at the very end, they get a pair, it's two couples from the audience to come up, and the man does a lap dance and the lady is sitting there getting the lap dance. And y'all, three older folks sitting next to me. It's two women and a gentleman between them. And y'all, they picked the woman not sitting next to me and the man, and she went up on the stage and he did his raunchy moves and everything. And when it was all over, the woman that was sitting next to me, she says, "Now I need to tell you a quick story." This talking to the MC, she says, "She is the sister of my late husband, and this is my current husband." So y'all, the lap dance was not—they weren't a couple. It was the other lady's late husband's sister and her current husband. Y'all, as funny as it can be. Anyway, let's move on. Yes, Big Fatty, I thought you'd never mention it. Y'all, we got up on Sunday morning, had our brufkas, and y'all, then we headed to the to the MGM Theater around noon, and y'all, Durwood, he played the Wheel of Fortune machines, and y'all, he put a lot of money into them, but every time he would get to spin the wheel, y'all, I'd take a picture, and I'd send it to Granny, and he finally says, y'all just love to torture me, and the Nip sat down and played the roulette wheel. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, I think the Nip won $100-something, and Durwood won lots of money, but he just kept putting it back in. But y'all, he came with the understanding that that was going to be his enjoyment. Y'all, then Sunday afternoon, we went to the VIP, the VIP experience at Ka. Now, I've seen Ka before, but y'all, the VIP experience takes you backstage. Y'all, we had the a cute little guy in costume. He works there. He said he's been there for like 8 years or something, works front of the house. And y'all, there's a picture. There's a picture of me and him that I'll put up on the WWW. Today at noon, and so go over there and take a look at him. And y'all, they just took us backstage, and y'all thoroughly enjoyed it. And y'all, it was the three of us and one lady. She was from the future. She was from Australia, and her name was Barb, but she kept saying Bob. And the guy couldn't understand. He thought she was saying her name was Bob, as in Big Old Bottom. Yes, Big Fatty. But it's Bob. And Barb is a very Lesbian name. Oh yes, Big Fatty. Dinah Shore used to love the name Bob. But we did the backstage tour, and y'all, we were given a giant cup of what we went and selected a drink and a snickersnack, and they were ready and waiting for us when we got done. And so we picked those up after the backstage tour and went up to a special little lounge. Y'all, this is where they would, in previous years, they would put the folks on the VIP tour up there. But now we have better seats down right. They're about the front of the not the lower part, but right at the middle. It's not the mezzanine, but it's the anyway. And so while we were up there, y'all, they brought up two of the participants in the show. A girl and a guy, and y'all, cute as he could be, he's from the Uck. From the Uck, and he said he'd been with the show. I think both of them had been about 8 years or so, and they play different roles on different shows. And y'all just, but when they had the group picture made with us, they had to wear their masks so they wouldn't get the bubonic epizootic from us. So you can't really see their faces, so that's too bad. But anyway, I may have a picture of them without their Macs on. But y'all, and then we watched the show, and there was a photographer. There was a photographer up in the special VIP room, and y'all, he took our pictures with the performers. And y'all, then when the show was over, our host and tour leader brought us our our pictures in a folder, and y'all from there, y'all, we went to the Pepper Mill. Oh yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, if you went to Pride 48 out there in Vegas, y'all, we would oftentimes have a group supper at the Pepper Mill, which is down at the far end of the strip, down near the Stratosphere, and Circus. Yes, Big Fatty. Yes, Big Fatty. And we had a cute waiter, and y'all, Peppermill hadn't changed a bit. The prices have gone up, but y'all, they still give you twice as much food as you could ever possibly eat. Y'all, I got a French dip sandwich, and Durwood got some kind of burger, and the Nip got a bacon and cheddar omelet with the hash brown potatoes. And y'all, it was delicious, just delicious. And then they were going to a RuPaul's Drag Race show at the Flamingo, not the Flamenco, the Flamingo. So I dropped them off there, and y'all, then I was going to go to the bathhouse, because you know, Big Fatty, yes, Big Fatty, you are a whore. So y'all, I went to a new one, y'all, it was hard as hell to find, and I had the mechanical telling me how to get there, but anyway, it was all right. They have a couple of the bathhouses. I'd go back to the other one before I'd go to this one. But I'm glad I went. Then I filled up the Chevrolet Red or similar on the way back to the motel. I got in, I don't know, about right around midnight or so, and did some pre-packing of the valise. And y'all, I still need to tell you about the special delivery that I got on Saturday afternoon. But and we'll finish up for right now with that. Y'all, you know, I had said that Crooked Hat had sent me a textimonium asking me what my room number was while we were in O, and I wrote back and said, well, that's an odd request. Y'all, Saturday, before we headed out, y'all, there was a knock at the door, and y'all, there was a man there, and he handed me this package with ribbons and everything. Y'all, it was an edible arrangement. You know, I said that as a joke in passing last week on the little show, and y'all, it was lovely. It was just lovely. I'll put a picture of it up also on the little show. Y'all, it was from that Daniel Biba and Adam, and y'all, they had attached was a so-so question, but y'all, that's all I can say today. Are you still talking about that Cirque du Soleil show? No, but, oh dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. Y'all got more so-so questions before the time ran out on Saturday. We'll eventually get to them, probably in the, maybe we'll try to finish those by the end of the first quarter of 2026. Take your time. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the birthday boy, he's a whore. Faye Driver, is there anything you want to say about Big Fatty?
Very interesting to hear about Big Fatty's trip.
Oh, well, there's more tomorrow, so just turn it back. Come back tomorrow to hear the trip home. Yes, Big Fatty.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle.
Yes!
This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.